Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Haley of Cleveland is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites brought to you by Apex Skin. Haley, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Ready to play Trump Tui?
I am.
All right. All right. Let's play. Ask Jen to leave the room and we'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Haley.
Thank you.
All right, producer Stevie. And her, how many unread emails? 30,000?
30,900, almost 31.
30,000 unread emails.
Mm.
So good. So proud.
I'll never catch up.
No, let that go now. Mm-hmm. Just update us when you get to 50.
I just need to make a new one.
Or every 10,000, then 40 and 50. Just jump on the air. 40,000. We all know what it is. We're friends here. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's in the hallway. As you know, she does not listen to, she does not participate in this part of the game. This is not for her. It is for the 3 of us and everybody listening. When you are done answering this questions, these questions, there is a timer involved, obviously. Then we'll grab Jen, bring her back in to ask her those same 5 questions to see if you can trump Tui. Once again, this is brought to you by Apex Skin. We're going to begin with question 1, and we're going to begin with Chuck E. Cheese. So what they're doing is they're opening a new arcade chain for adults. Chuck's Arcade will be a destination for older gamers who want to play games in a mall-based setting. Our question for you is simple. What is your favorite video game of all time?
Mario Kart.
Can't go wrong with that. I was just playing that yesterday. Better get Izzy on that. Oh, yeah.
You like the Rainbow Road?
Yes. And I'm also not great at the game.
I mean, I'm not good at any video.
Because I just don't, I just fly as fast as I can on Mario Kart. I'm missing everything. They're throwing things at me, but it is fun. Question number 2. That was too TMI. Question number 2. Auditions are open for the Scream Team, the Wayne and Goldies, and the 2-1 Sticks. Head to the Cleveland Cavaliers website for the audition details. So the Cleveland Cavs, the Cavaliers, have 2 mascots. They have Moondog, and they also have this mascot, which more represents the Cavalier theme of the team?
He's like a guardian. I don't know.
That's all right. That's okay. Question number 3. Nintendo smashed the animated movie scene and plan on many new projects, including a Legend of Zelda movie that's going to be on the way.
Another game you like.
I know.
I know you've been playing that one.
Playing that one too. Which movie based on a Nintendo game was a huge smash at the box office in 2023?
Oh God. Minecraft.
Let's go with Minecraft. Question number 4. Looks like Kevin Love is getting traded again, but not back to the Cavaliers. He's reportedly heading to the Utah Jazz. Now, years ago, when he was traded to the Cavs, he was traded from this team in Minnesota.
The Timberwolves.
Question number 5. The new Superman movie hits theaters this week, and director James Gunn continues to rave about filming scenes here in Northeast Ohio, saying, and I quote, "The people were fantastic, and I wear my Cleveland t-shirts all the time," end quote. Now, one of the special edition popcorn buckets is themed after Superman's pet dog. What is that dog's name?
I have no idea.
That's all right. We're going to see how you did with the 5 questions, and then we're going to grab Jen now, bring her back into the studio, and ask her those same 5 questions to see if you can trump Tui. The game continues in 2 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Trump Tui continues. So Haley of Cleveland did her job, answered 5 questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Haley got 2.
There you go.
Good job, Haley.
2.
Ooh, thanks.
Correct. today. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. So now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We're going to see how she does, beginning with question number one. Chuck E. Cheese opening a new arcade chain for adults. Chuck's Arcade. They're going to be the destination for older gamers who want to play games in kind of a mall-based setting. What is your favorite video game of all time?
Super Mario 3.
Question number two. Auditions are open for the Scream Team, the Wine and Goldies, and the 2-1 Sticks. You can head to the Cavs website for all the audition details. Now, the Cavs have two mascots, Moondog and this mascot, more representing the Cavalier theme of the team.
Is that the Sir CC one?
It is the Sir CC one.
The Sir CC one. Love that.
Question number three. Nintendo smashed the animated movie scene and plans on many new projects, including a Legend of Zelda movie. Which movie, based on a Nintendo game, was a huge smash at the box office in 2023?
It was Super Mario Brothers.
It was Super Mario Brothers. Question number four. Looks like Kevin Love's getting traded again, but not back to the Cavs. Going to the Utah Jazz, apparently. Now, years ago, when he was traded to the Cavs, it was from this team in Minnesota.
The Timberwolves.
Oh, it was the Timberwolves.
Well, they don't call me Sporty Jen for nothing.
Question number five. The new Superman movie hits theaters this week, and director James Gunn continues to rave about filming scenes here in Northeast Ohio, saying, and I quote, "The people were fantastic, and I wear my Cleveland t-shirts all the time," end quote. One of the special edition popcorn buckets is themed after Superman's pet dog. What is that dog's name?
Oh, Crypto, Astro, Milo, Astro. Something O.
Crypto.
Is it Crypto? Did I say that?
You did.
That was the very first thing you said.
Oh, it Astro? To the first one.
Because I've had a Jetsons dog.
Well, I thought Crypto would be weird as Kryptonite
right.
The thing, and then I panicked. It's that dang time.
We were saying off the air, we're like, she's either going to know this right away or she's going to have no clue at all, and it felt like you knew it right away, but then pulled away from it. That's all right. All right, final totals.
Haley 2, Jen 4.
I'm sorry, Haley.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's right. We really appreciate you listening to the Jen and Tim show, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Haley, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary of Willowick's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Mary, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good. Ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes, I am.
Good. We are glad. Well, you were going to play this hour. We're excited for you. You're going to answer five questions just a minute. You know how the game works. But first, you need to ask Jen to leave the room so we can play the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Mary.
All right, so she's leaving the room. As you know, producer Stevie stays in the room with me. She will be keeping track of the score. And as you know, Jen does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. It's you answering these five questions within the time frame that the timer gives you. When you are done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in, let her know it's time for her to answer those same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. You're getting all the goodness from Apex Skin. You qualify for the grand prize. You get that limited edition iTrump2E t-shirt. So let's begin with question number one. Lana Del Rey just wrapped up two massive nights at London's legendary Wembley Stadium. Addison Rae opened both shows and then popped back on stage during Lana's set to the duet song. They both sang Diet Pepsi, which was amazing. What short form video app made Addison Rae famous?
TikTok.
Let's go with question number two. The long rumored Hot Wheels movie is a rumor no longer, and it just got a big boost. John M. Chu, the director of the two Wicked films, signed on to direct. So that's huge news. Were Hot Wheels first introduced before or after the year 1970?
Before.
Question number three, with a huge opening of Jurassic World Rebirth, Scarlett Johansson has just passed Samuel L. Jackson on the list of the highest grossing actors in movie history. What Marvel character is Scarlett Johansson best known for playing?
The Black Widow.
All right, question number four. Rachel Zegler seems to have a new man. She was seen kissing her backup dancer during a Sabrina Carpenter concert in London. Now, Rachel starred as the main character in the live adaptation of which Disney princess animated classic film that was released this year?
Sleeping Beauty.
All right, question number five. Chuck E. Cheese is opening more spots, but this time a new arcade chain for adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade. It's going to be a destination for older gamers who want to play games like Ms. Pac-Man and Mortal Kombat in a mall-based setting. What is the term for the 256th level of the original Pac-Man game, which becomes unplayable due to a bug?
Oh, God. The highest level is called Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, there's the timer. So we're going to see how you did on those five questions, and then we're going to bring Jen back into the room to answer those same five questions next. Let's continue with the game of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. So Mary of Willowick answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui now back into the studio. Producer Stevie, how did Mary do?
Mary got three.
There you go.
Good job, Mary.
There you go. Three correct. Now you know what's going to happen. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. And Lana Del Rey just wrapped two massive nights at London's legendary Wembley Stadium. Addison Rae opened both of those shows, then she popped back on stage, and they both sang the song Diet Pepsi. Which short-form video app made Addison Rae famous?
TikTok.
It is TikTok. Question number two. The long-rumored Hot Wheels movie is a rumor no longer, and it just got big boost. John M. Chu, the director of both Wicked films, has signed on to direct. Were Hot Wheels first introduced before or after the year 1970?
Before.
It was before 1968. Question number three. With the huge opening of Jurassic World Rebirth, Scarlett Johansson has just passed Samuel L. Jackson on the list of the highest grossing actors in movie history. What Marvel character is Scarlett Johansson best known for playing?
Black Widow.
It is. Question number four. Rachel Zegler seems to have a new man. She was seen kissing her backup dancer during a Sabrina Carpenter concert in London. Now, she starred as the main character in the live-action adaptation of which Disney princess animated classic film that was released this year?
Snow White.
It was Snow White. Question number five. Chuck E. Cheese is opening more spots, but this time a new arcade chain for adults. Chuck's Arcade.
Why do I feel like you will love Chuck's Arcade?
It's going to be a destination for older gamers who want to play Ms. Pac-Man, Mortal Kombat, and the like in a mall-based setting. What is the term for the 256th level of the original Pac-Man game, which becomes unplayable due to a bug?
That is Pac-Bug level. Pac-Bug. The bug of the pack. The buzzy buzz level. I don't know.
So that's wrong.
Oh, really? I'm stunned. I'm stunned at
that. It's the kill screen or the split screen is what it is called. I think they eventually just ran out of memory back in the day. And then it just,
I don't feel like I ever got to that level.
But yeah. How long would that take you to get to 256?
A long time.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Mary 3, Jen 4.
Oh, Mary, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thanks.
You should come down to the radio station. We'll play some Pac-Man, though, Mary. I'll be in on that.
Oh, yeah. I love Pac-Man.
Oh, it's so good.
Good time.
So good. Mary, thank you for playing and playing around at Trump Tui, but you know what you need to say.
Yes. They trust me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.